Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Pierce, who's with Pierce Flooring in Montana. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. Kemp, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us today. It's been a while since we've spoken. Just want to check in with you and see how business was doing. Real quick, to give people that might not have heard about Pierce in a little while, you basically own the flooring business in Montana. I think you're one of the strongest players there. In our top 100 that we do every year in November, you came in at, I think, 37 out of 100. You know, the top 12 or so are big, huge national accounts, so you're a big player. You are a NFA member. You're a Stainmaster Flooring Center. You're also Shaw Aligned. You also use Creating Your Space for your website, and you're also a StarNet member. So you have many different alliances, right?
Yes, sir, we do. They're correct on all fronts there, yes.
So tell us how business is doing in Montana.
Well, I guess I have some good news. First off, we see a very nice turnaround and positive trends in business. Our commercial business is extremely strong throughout the state. We see a large amount of growth in multifamily housing. And then new home construction. I was just reading an article. In certain areas, we're up like 80%, 86% in certain areas that have been down. So we're doing well in all fronts.
Well, that's fantastic. So you're in the Midwest, one of those areas where you never really spike. And yet right now, talk a little bit about this whole fracking and natural resource thing. I mean, you guess the economy's smiling on Montana, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. Northwestern North Dakota is kind of the epicenter, if you will, and it's created an economic tsunami, and those waves have hit eastern Montana and central Montana. Economically, there's tons of business to be had out here right now, and we've got four stores attacking the business in eastern Montana and western North Dakota, and there's still more to go around.
Remind our listeners how many stores you have overall.
We currently have seven. We did close one recently in Helena, Montana. The economy kind of got to us there, but seven stores strong, four Stainmaster Flooring Center stores, all Shaw aligned, and we have three outlets.
Let's talk about just different surface categories for a minute. You know, I was reading an article that John Ball with Stiefel Nicholas. He wrote a recent little summary of the business and was saying that carpet was a little bit softer nationwide, and I was curious to ask you if that's what you're seeing.
Well, and first, I haven't seen that article, but what we see in all of the ladies' magazines, mm-hmm. there's a lot of promotion of wood and tile.
Right.
So that's kind of the floor of choice. Mm-hmm. Carpeting has taken a little bit more of a back seat, so it's challenged there. Mm-hmm. But where we see growth in carpeting is partially due to the multifamily housing growth.
Right.
Also, on value, we see a larger piece of carpeting because of the recession, tight credit, and it's more of a value-friendly floor. So we do see some growth there.
Mm-hmm. Now, when a customer comes in, you know, one of the things we are seeing in the carpet business is we've seen this shift on the value side toward polyester. And so when a customer comes in, what advice do you give them on what's the right carpet for them?
Well, first and foremost, it's our responsibility to the consumer to make sure that they know and are educated on all of the options to know which fibers perform best over long term, which ones clean better. There's no question polyester is a decent fiber. It's a good fiber, and it's more on the value side. But nylon, in my opinion, is still the long term fiber of choice that will outperform others long term. One other thought here. I go clear back to, I believe it was the 70s, Evans Black had a product called Famous Fair, mm-hmm. polyester, and we sold boatloads of that product back in those days, and it performed very well. So there's a right place for polyester today.
And when you look at your total carpet business, are you still more on the nylon side?
We prefer nylon. Mm-hmm. First choice is nylon because I do personally believe, and our company believes, that that's the superior fiber.
Yeah.
But we are not going to turn our backs on that business where consumers are willing to invest in a polyester over a nylon.
All right. Let me ask another question. You and I are Facebook friends, so I keep up with you there, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that Facebook is out there for friends to stay connected. But just to ask you a question, I know that your website is done by Creating Your Space, so you do invest heavily in what I call internet marketing. Tell me how social media is doing for you and whether or not it helps you grow your business.
Well, it's doing very, very well. First, what we've done is we bought into virtually every avenue of social marketing that is out there today. And, of course, it's a moving target. It changes. So mm-hmm. what is popular today may not be popular 6 months or 12 months from now. So we have enlisted the experience of the Creating Your Space people. Shannon Bilby particularly handles our social networking, and she lives and breathes social networking. So we feel there's a strong importance both from our employees to our consumers and to our friends to stay technologically connected to them, because I believe that that's our future. Mm-hmm. So we're all in.
And when you say that's your future, let me just ask you, though, you still spend a handsome amount toward the traditional media, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, as we will do that, and for the foreseeable future, TV, some print, a little less print than we used to, mm-hmm. a little more direct mail, yeah. and a fair amount of radio at the right time of the year.
And so as you look to the rest of this year, I know that Pierce Flooring always has a golf tournament. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, I think this will be our 34th year in a row of having a golf tournament. It's always a full field. It's a blast. Mm-hmm. It's about one-third vendors, one-third customers, and about a third employees. And we don't know any better, but we hear that it's one of the more fun events in the industry. So we're looking forward to that again.
And that's in September, right?
First weekend after Labor Day, yes, sir.
Okay, and then after that, the NFA has got a meeting in Grand Cayman, so I guess I'll see you there, right?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, and should be another great event. The NFA is a great organization, and I did want to mention also that the partners that we have, NFA, Starnet, Stainmaster Flooring Center, Invista, and Shaw, it's really helped our business become stronger because of all of our great partners.
John's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to John Pierce, who's with Pierce Flooring in Montana, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.